Oh, Zach.
That's just fun to do.
Zach wants crackers.
Do you have crackers?
It's Bobby and the Blowfish.
That's all I got.
Bobby and the Blowfish.
It's... Wait, we're the Blowfish?
It's Carl and the Kangaroo. All
right, go ahead.
So more.
Do you leave all this in?
Jack the Ass and the Jackass.
Last week I did.
You're the
Can
jackass.
I be the Jackass?
You're the Jackass.
Yes!
You can be the Ass. Regular Ass.
I'll take it.
I love being the Jackass.
All right, do you think?
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
I remember doing the time war.
Good afternoon.
Really got that on fleek. We really do.
We're good at that.
Yes.
We're coordinated. Hey, you know, one of these days we're going to harmonize. We're going to like come with a little tuner things.
Good afternoon.
Noon.
Perfect.
Pretty sweet.
Pretty sweet. We definitely nailed that.
Rocky.
Why are we in the singing mood, guys?
Because we just watched one of the all-time great musicals, the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
All-time great?
It
was good.
It was good. I liked it.
I never thought I'd say this, but you know what that movie could have used?
What could it be?
A little more rape.
A little more rape.
Not enough rape.
There was not,
not enough rape.
Not enough rape.
That's quite a declaration.
Why is that our catchphrase?
You know, you can't.
I think I said it like once that whole night, and we've said it every single time since.
You know, you can pick your friends, you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your catchphrases. And
or your catchphrases, friends' is nose.
No, definitely not that. But
no, you can't pick those.
I don't even know what that means.
Okay, think about it.
Okay.
And you're good.
I'm still lost, but okay.
All right, good.
Yeah, this catchphrase that picked us. We are...
We didn't choose the catchphrase, life.
That's right. So it is a Sunday night. We'll peel back the curtain here. We normally don't record these things on Sunday nights, but Nick has one of those job things.
Yeah.
And apparently he's working Sunday or on Tuesday, and
he has a job with responsibilities.
That's right. And we were together because we are preparing next week's Halloween extravaganza. And
which actually is that, I mean, yeah, that'll be next week. Yeah,
that'll be next week.
I'm sorry, I'm getting the recording days and the publishing days, all this stuff.
I'll still post this on the regular day here. So we said, all right, we're together. We might as well do it. Football games going on in the background. So there's a lot of things happening today. It's Sunday.
You might be hearing Nico screaming.
You may. Colt Pat's in the background right now on mute. And we watched a movie and we decided let's recap it. And we were thinking originally, because we are going with this whole horror theme in the month of October, this spooktacular theme. we did trick or treat last week. This week we said, all right, let's do another horror movie. And Zach.
Well, no, it's. I knew it wasn't a horror movie.
We did.
It's not a horror movie.
This is a movie we've never seen, and it's called The Rocky Horror Picture Show. And you would think, with the word horror in the title, you'd think horror movie, right? You would think there's some horror elements to it.
I thought it would be like, you know, like a little comedy horror something. Something a little interesting.
Well, it.
It was just gay.
It makes references to other horror movies.
It does.
Was the thing.
It does.
That's why it's the...
It was a... What was the word I used? A gay fanfic of Frankenstein. Kind of.
That is what you used, yes.
Kind of.
Yes.
I was okay with it. I mean...
Gay as in not like, oh, wow, that's really gay. Like, that, no, this is...
No, I mean as in like homosexual. Like straight, very homosexual.
Now,
I'm okay with it, but I wasn't expecting it.
I will say this.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Absolutely. My father's gay. You know, I came into this knowing, number one, it was a musical, and number two, that it is starring a transvestite, and I still don't think I was expecting it to be this gay. You know?
No, yeah.
It was very gay.
I mean...
A lot of gayness.
I was still happy with the amount of boobs.
Yeah, you know what? Decent amount of boobs. Could have used a little more, I mean, not necessarily rapiness, but certainly a little more uncovering of the boobs would have been appreciated on that one.
Well, Susan Sarandon was supposed to do, what's it called? Touch Me or whatever that song is called.
Yeah.
Nude, but she refused. Oh, that Susan Sarandon, man.
Well, you know
she's
what?
She's the worst.
The fact that she did this movie, I think, is, you know, good on her for actually sticking out through this Rocky Horror Picture Show. Because, all right, so this thing was in 1975.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. I said that backwards.
It was 1975.
It was a frisky time, was it not?
Wild times in 1975.
I remember.
It was a different time. It certainly was. This came out exactly 40 years ago to this year.
To this day, actually.
No.
Day.
No.
What August, was the release date?
August 15th.
We were close.
On my birthday? That, I guess.
You were born
exactly
20 years after the movie came out, Nico. Oh,
I will have you know.
This is made for you.
I'm uncomfortable. From here on out, I won't remember your birthday, but I'll remember the date that this was released.
Wow.
Which is kind of sad.
That makes me uncomfortable.
You know, that's amazing. This movie was made for you.
You know what? After seeing it, you might be right about that.
You went to Emerson.
You might be right.
You know?
Okay, where to begin with Rocky Horror Picture Show? So, I think the context here... Dude!
It's distracting
dude.
Me!
Sorry, okay. I'm gonna keep this score up on my phone.
Sunday night, you know Nico's obsessed with the football game.
It's true. 40 years ago... I don't know the landscape because I wasn't there, but I can only imagine the response to this movie, and I can't imagine it being very good.
Oh, no, it bombed.
Right?
Meatloaf said that he went to one of the premieres, someone like the Midwest,
mm-hmm.
with the director, and they were the only two in the theater.
Did they go to see it, or did they go to, like...
They went to the premiere
to,
of
like,
it.
Premiere it with people.
No, they went to the premiere at that movie theater.
But, like just as, like, regular people to buy a ticket, let's go sit down and watch it. I figured, like, maybe they're doing one of those, like, pre-screening type things.
No.
Like, oh, come in, what's hey about the movie, meet and greet, blah, blah, blah.
No.
No, it was just straight up, they went to go see it.
They went, yeah.
Oh. I mean... I'm just trying to think from the perspective of someone in 1975, and I don't think seeing an ad for this movie, there'd be anything in it that would appeal to me.
What do you put in the ad of this movie? What do you like? What's the selling point here? Like,
probably the lips. Those lips at the beginning.
I don't know. If you just said, hey, Tim Curry's fucking in this.
Nobody knew him! That was his first movie! I'm walking here!
My Goomba, Tim Curry! I've never done a movie before!
Did you just call him a Goomba?
Okay, if this wasn't...
My British Goomba!
Goomba. Doesn't Joey yell that?
That's right, he does. He just yells it to me in my classroom.
Okay.
That's what we call each other, Goomba. Sorry. Okay.
They mean it out of respect.
All right, so before I was watching the Packers game when we were at Moe's. Trust me, we'll get some.
What is this?
Trust me, we're getting there.
I don't know how we're going to get there.
Stay on this train, and we're going to get there, guys. Don't worry.
I missed my stop.
Okay.
Can I?
And, okay.
What, Slutsville?
Yeah, Slutsville.
I saw a picture on my phone earlier. It had a train station that said Slutsville.
Okay.
It was like, bye, guys. This is my stop.
This is my stop.
All right. There was a phrase that I was repeating over and over again.
Perfect man.
Perfect man. All right? And I was referring to Aaron Rodgers when I was saying that.
No, you're referring to Rocky.
Gotta be honest with you. Tim Curry might be the perfect man.
Tim Curry?
Tim fucking Curry's the best.
Not Rocky?
Dude. No, fuck Rocky.
Fuck Rocky.
Oh, he was a
Many
blonde.
Many people did.
That's true. He was a blonde god in this movie. I'm not like into dudes, but like this guy was a god.
Wow, I think the house might be,
I'm just saying.
Might be influencing.
Maybe.
The
I'm okay with it.
Tim Curry, you know,
he had a fucking 8-pack.
Okay.
He did.
Can I just say that? I'm sorry.
He did. Rocky had an 8-pack.
I'm sorry.
In a quote, chiseled groin.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
Were 8-packs around in 1975?
No, they were invented in, they were actually invented in 1968.
Okay.
It was actually like a tactic to try and get a leg up in the Cold War.
Oh, I see. How'd that work for them?
It didn't.
Okay.
Because
obviously
the person who made the Rocky Horror Show bought the rights to it.
From
the government.
Oh, I see. Okay. So I don't.
I love when you just bullshit like that.
I don't.
It's a treat.
You're welcome.
I must be honest.
Trick or treat, folks.
I'm not.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not like Zach in that I think about Tim Curry often. Like,
I think about Tim Curry often. Wait a minute.
I dream of Tim Curry.
I don't. No.
That's my new 70s sitcom.
I dream of Curry.
This sounds like that sounds like the Indian version of I dream of Curry.
It's the Bollywood version of I Dream of Genie.
I'm broken.
Okay.
What did you say earlier? Oh, never mind.
Was it too bad? Was it
inappropriate? No, I couldn't remember what you said earlier that made me die in Moe's, but I remembered it.
What was it?
The spit.
Oh. What did you say? We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't matter. It doesn't apply.
It's not relevant to
but,
this.
But I don't, like, point being, I don't stay up at night and, like, dream of Curry.
I just don't either.
No, but I feel like you often bring up the greatness of Tim Curry. I feel like I've heard multiple times. But I must say.
No, I don't bring up. I bring up the greatness of the movie Clue, yes. And then I discuss Tim Curry in that movie.
Okay. But my point being, okay, I am missing out by not thinking about Tim Curry more often, because he may be one of the all-time underrated actors. I love Tim Curry, and I forgot how much I love Tim Curry. Never seen this movie before. I don't know how I haven't seen this movie yet, but I haven't seen this movie yet.
I really wish we did see it, like, 2 years ago.
He is... I don't know. As it doesn't matter that he is playing this murderous transvestite scientist. I always feel so warm and fuzzy when I'm around Tim Curry.
And you're around him? You've been around him a lot?
Yeah, when he's on my TV screen. Oh. I just feel like I'm wrapped up in a blanket of Curry.
Imagine being friends with Tim Curry.
Oh. It'd be the best.
Oh, my God.
It'd be the greatest.
Imagine eating curry with Tim Curry.
Conversation.
That'd be great.
Yeah, it would. You know what? I think someone should... there's got to be a picture of Tim Curry eating curry.
Well, that's
to the interweb!
To the Googles. I have 6% value, but...
Okay. No, I just... I'm always just wrapped up in a blanket of curry. And it just
there's
so
something
curry.
About... Even when he's playing... Like, he was endearing, because he was sort of this... He was this flamboyant character.
But he isn't really, though.
But then, even when he's like... The hotel manager in Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
Like, I see him and I'm like, it's Tim fucking Curry.
You know, and it's not like he doesn't play likable characters.
No.
He plays pretty reprehensible people.
The butler.
Yeah.
He's not.
No, and he's always edgy and it's weird and it's not very accessible, but for some reason.
What the fuck? I'm seeing some weird images on here.
Oh yeah, he was Pennywise.
And what?
It.
Oh, he was It?
Yes.
Yeah, dude, that's
oh, that's Tim Curry. I've never seen It.
You haven't?
No.
And that one, too.
Exactly. So he's a weird dude. He's a weird dude, and he has weird roles. But sometimes, you know, I just see him, and I think, oh, yeah, I'm at home. Tim Curry's taking care of me right now. I'm feeling good. My movies, whenever he's in it, are always good. There was an episode that he did of Criminal Minds a couple years ago, and he played a serial killer in Criminal Minds. Not a good show. Absolutely not a good show. But I watched
it. You don't like it?
See, I find people either love it or hate it.
I think it's a pretty good show. I enjoy it.
You know, it used to be okay. But the episode where Tim Curry was in it and he played a serial killer was the best. It was so good. And I love it.
How good was it?
Very good.
Oh.
I'm disappointed
might say
now.
Deadly.
Boo!
You suck.
Get it? It's Criminal Minds.
Oh. Oh, no.
You still suck.
I know that. I suck more than...
You suck as much a dick as Tim Curry did in this movie.
That's about right.
Which is about one.
Two.
Two?
Well, we don't know if he sucked Rocky's dick.
I don't know about Rocky.
Okay, so at least one.
He certainly sucked Ben? Who is that?
Brad. Brad Majors.
Brad.
What a name.
Brad Majors. That is a porn star name, too.
It so is.
It's such a porn star name.
This was a porno without the porn.
It really was.
That's what this was.
All right, so let's...
It was like when you accidentally click on the wrong video. And then all of a sudden...
all of a sudden, you find yourself watching it. You don't want to, but you do.
But for some reason, you can't find the X button. You're like, where is this? Because you're too distracted. Your eyes will keep wandering back. They keep gravitating. I've had that moment. We've all had that moment.
Yep.
I actually haven't had that moment. You just admitted it. Now you're a freak.
Well...
I'm just kidding.
Nico, when he's looking at all the Riley Reid videos...
Okay.
Just moving on. No, that's Nico's sexual preference, is Riley Reid.
It's not the sexual preference. It's one of.
Yeah.
Anyway.
One of several.
Sure.
Dream video. Go. Three women. You need to pick.
Ooh.
Susan Sarandon.
She won't film a nude. Just so you know.
Wasn't she...
Hold on, are we going porn star?
I mean, I don't
care.
No, like, Susan Sarandon was definitely naked in a movie. Who was the... What was the movie? What was the... No, hold on. I'm looking this up. No, Susan Sarandon was definitely...
Time for Mr. What Skin. Movie?
So
Mr. Skin. I haven't... Oh, my God. I totally forgot about Mr. Skin.
I learned about that from, like, some TV show or movie. I don't remember what one.
Did you?
Well, yeah.
There's a whole porn page. Oh, here we go. Mr. Skin. Here we go. Susan Sarandon naked.
What is it?
Oh, okay.
What? What movie?
Pretty Baby.
What?
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. I was thinking of a different actor.
So. Look it up in your own time, folks.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. So, all right. Let's start here. What is the purpose of the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Let's start there.
You got me there.
The purpose?
Let's pick a singular
theme.
Not even theme, but a goal, an objective.
That's what a theme is, you idiot.
Well, no, but a theme is a little theme requires a little. No,
do you even know what a theme is?
Yes, but why was this movie made? Why was this movie made? A theme has to do more with the moral, more with like the.
Well, that would be why it was made. Was to
no, but maybe not though. But maybe not. Why wasn't it? Why is this a thing, guys?
What? That's a fantastic question. I can't believe we've never asked that before about some of the other stuff we did.
Yeah, this is something that has been a bit of a cult favorite. When I was living at Emerson.
Has been a bit... No, it is a cult
favorite.
It is
the cult favorite.
I think the major mistake we made was not actually going to see it with a crowd. Because I feel like we would learn a lot more about this movie by what kind of people are watching it.
Yeah, certainly. I think if you go to the re-releases where people are like dressed up in costumes.
Aren't they having one soon?
I don't know. For Rocky Horror?
I know. I believe every Halloween night at our local movies, they do a midnight
That's
show.
That's what I thought.
Yes. But when I was in Boston, I guess this is more of a Boston tradition. I don't know exactly why. But at the movie theater down the street, every single Saturday night, they would have the Rocky Horror Picture
Show. And we almost went to go see it, but it was sold out.
It was sold out that night, and I understand why. Because it is.
Do you? I still don't.
No, I do.
I do.
It is an experience, though. It's supposed to be campy, ridiculous, and very gay.
And Tim Curry says it's a movie all teenagers, quote, must see.
Why?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I think he's right.
But like what they do with The Room in those midnight showings of The Room, you go and you get like a goodie bag of stuff. So like, for example, you get, I think, pieces of bread. I don't know why you get pieces of bread.
Toast. You get toast. That way when he,
okay.
My trivia.
All right, let's learn about the trivia.
So there's people bring water guns mm-hmm. and sit in the back row. So that scene where it's raining, they squirt everyone in front of them.
I like it.
The people in the front get newspapers to cover themselves during that scene.
Ah.
People bring noisemakers.
Yeah,
so when he reveals, so he
I
does
can
it.
See that. Yeah.
They bring toast. So when he toasts, I think, to Rocky, they like throw the toast.
I see.
Yeah. When Brad
really?
Yells,
they throw toast?
Yeah. When Brad yells, "Great Scott!" Everyone brings toilet paper, preferably Scott's, and throws it. They wear party hats and put them on when Frankenfurter puts his on.
Okay.
What else? What else? What else?
Jesus fucking Christ!
Oh, there's a light on at Frankenstein's place. Number. They bring flashlights and wave them around. It used to be lighters, but that's illegal.
Touchdown Colts!
Fuck off. there was a whole list of them.
Now they can go back and they can figure out when we started recording this episode.
Yeah, they can.
That's dangerous. That is dangerous. You're giving too much power to the people, Nico. We have to remain anonymous.
What are you, Bernie Sanders?
That's right.
Why was it not called Anonymous?
I don't know. Probably because Yik Yak caught on better.
But Anonymous.
It's a great name. You need to get in touch with the Yik Yak people.
I hate you. You know that?
I think you need some share in that revenue. So this is a bit of a tradition in Boston.
I feel bad for the guy who has to clean up that theater.
True.
Well, that's... Okay, hold on. So, rice to be thrown at the very beginning at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Rubber gloves when Frankenfurter's putting his on.
And snaps them.
Everyone snaps them.
That's a lot of shit. Yeah, that's a whole fucking project. Yep.
How much were the tickets, do you remember?
They were, like, pretty expensive, too.
I would think so.
They were, like, $20.
Because they probably get to pay for all the goodies.
Do they give that to you?
No.
You bring it yourself?
No. Because when we were at the theater, I remember when we walked by it, they had a table with all the bags.
Are you serious?
Stuff in it. Yeah.
They give it to you there?
They give it to you there, yeah.
I mean, not most places probably don't do that.
Can we go to Boston on a Saturday? Like, why not?
I feel like there should be other stuff in mind rather than see the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Well, I mean, no, we'll do other stuff, too.
Well, let's go, what are we doing on Halloween? We should just go see this on Halloween.
You know, have we made plans on Halloween yet? No?
Oh, my God, no.
I don't think so.
Why have we not made Halloween plans
yet? I have plans for shit before that. I don't know.
I mean, oh, actually, no, I'm working.
Because
it's Saturday.
Who's going to buy booze on Halloween? Everyone.
wait a minute. All of America.
I mean, I might go to Mitch Durkin's house. I mean, he always had a Halloween party years ago.
Fun.
That is going to be fun.
Okay.
It's a good time.
Yeah. So,
I don't know, man.
What
was the point of this movie?
Okay.
I don't understand it.
Too confused and aroused.
So the plot of the plot of this.
It worked.
This is your classic horror movie of a random couple gets lost. They go into this creepy house.
Why'd you go into that voice?
That's his voice for everything.
No, this is my voice for everything. Anyway, they go in the house, and it's a creepy owner of the house.
Why? Why, Nick?
He's a loser transvestite.
You can still blame him.
No, I'm blaming you.
He's a loser transvestite. He's a loser.
We should build a wall by this house. So they go in the house. But really, rather than, the house is doing spooky things to this couple, it's really the house turns everyone... gay.
Not gay. No.
Isn't that kind of...
No, not gay.
No.
Horny.
Horny, okay.
Horny enough to fuck any living creature.
Yeah. I think that's the point, is that...
No, I just think Frankenfurter is really convincing.
You really think so? I don't know. I'm not convinced.
No, I think it's... I think it's the first thing.
You think it's the house turns people horny?
Yes.
I don't think it's his... No, I don't think it's his persuasiveness. I think there are other, powers that be here. Especially because we learned to find out, spoiler alert, that the owners of this house are aliens from the planet Transylvania, or from transsexual in the
Transylvanian galaxy.
Right. Yeah. Which, okay. Obviously this play and then ultimately movie was written by a gay person. Right.
And I don't think that's wrong to say.
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious.
I think it's clear.
I'm not gonna go out and say yes it was, but...
But then we find out at the end of the whole thing, the theme is that all transsexuals are aliens.
Yes. Yes.
So I feel like there's two conflicting themes there.
And the other thing is, I feel like, and I could be going out on a limb.
Oh, please do.
But I feel like probably some of the prime demographics of people who watch this movie are probably... transsexual, or at least in the LGBT society.
Definitely the fans that I met in Boston certainly were.
That's everyone you knew in Boston.
But, you went to Emerson.
But they don't seem to be offended by the theme of transsexuals being aliens. And to me, that means it's true. That's the conclusion I've come to.
You're saying absence of denial for anything implies truth.
Yes.
That's exactly what he's saying, as a matter of fact.
That's actually a fact. It's
word for
it's been upheld in the court.
It's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack, guys.
What?
We just went over this a couple weeks ago.
Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack?
That's right.
Who the fuck are they?
You got what I need.
Damn it!
Would you say he's just a friend?
All right.
Would you say he's just
get the hammer!
I am.
Use the claw punt! Use the claw punt!
Okay. I just threatened Nico with a hammer. A metal hammer, to let you know.
A very ratchety metal hammer.
It's very ratchet.
Looks
like a king.
Oh, no, this is the hammer.
Straight from Bridgeport.
A ratchet is here come the halos.
Oh, no.
Deal, Family Guy bastard.
Oh, Bridgeport don't have internet. can't listen.
I'll have you know where the leaders in broken glass run down factories.
What?
Best Family Guy joke right there. Okay. They made fun of Bridgeport.
Which is awesome.
Which apparently is where Gotham is, according to Young Justice.
Really?
Have you not seen that picture?
No.
I think it's Young Justice. They show a picture, and it's like a map. And it says Gotham, and it's exactly where Bridgeport, Connecticut is.
Hmm. Wait. I believe it. That sounds about right.
Isn't that awesome?
That sounds about
perfect.
Right.
Perfect.
I mean, we all know it's in Jersey, right? Truthfully.
What, Bridgeport is in Jersey?
No. Gotham is based in New Jersey.
Obviously.
Is it? I don't know how you determine that.
All right. Couple questions about Dr. Frankenfurter.
Doc and Frankenfurter. Named after a hot dog.
I think that's a safe assumption. I think so.
Why?
Rocker.
Why?
Is that a good Dr. Frankenfurter, by the way?
No.
Rocker.
No.
It's not bad.
Okay.
I mean,
it's not good, but it's not bad.
What's better, that or my Donald Trump?
They're awful. All of them. But...
Rocky.
They both leave a lot to the imagination.
Imagine Trump.
You're fired. Okay, so he's at the wedding.
He's at the wedding at the beginning.
What's he doing at the wedding?
He's just there.
Yeah, he's just there. He's not Frankenfurter at the time.
But he is, though. I mean, he's the same character. How was he invited to this character? Wedding?
Or is he just that actor they just put him in a little joke?
It's like an Easter egg. Like, oh, here's these guys. Well, that's like the three other people in the church,
mm-hmm.
when Brad and Jana are singing.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's Riff Raff.
The other really? I didn't get that.
Yeah, the other one's... Was it
the one with the pitchfork?
Margarine. Man, what was her name?
I don't know.
Magenta.
Magenta, yeah.
Magenta. And the other was...
starts with a C.
Columbia.
Columbia.
The dude with the pitchfork was Riff Raff?
Yeah.
Really?
You know why I think
it's
that
just
is?
The actors.
I'm actually going to tell you why I think that is. If we're going to look logistically, I'm guessing it has to do with budget. Because, you know...
They just recast the parts.
No, they had the budget.
No, but I think it still would have to do... Because what's the point of hiring new actors? Because if you give them a line, you have to pay them literally, like, 5 to 10 times as much.
It didn't seem like they had a problem casting all the extras during the dance
but
scenes.
But why
bother doing it if you could just...
Here's why I think they
did. Who cares?
Did
it. You know?
Since it was based on a play.
Yeah, you're right, too. It's like,
you know,
they probably already had those roles in the play. Cause...
Well, Tim Curry, I guess, was in the original play.
Really?
And he reprised his role or something like that, I think.
That surprises me.
If not him, there were definitely characters who reprised their roles.
Wow.
That's pretty
100%.
Cool.
100%.
That's surprising. Yeah, so we're saying he's playing a different character in that original scene? Is that what you're saying? When he's in the room?
That's what I would feel.
And
that's what I feel like happened. I feel like they all play different characters. They were just irrelevant background characters.
Okay, interesting. Second question about Dr. Frankenstein.
Oh, you wrote a question, Sam.
I have. Who the fuck throws a transvestite convention in a house in the dead of night?
It was in transvestite, remember?
Transylvanian.
It was the annual Transylvanian convention.
Okay.
Which leads me to believe that they had a shit ton of aliens and no one discovered it.
I guess. So it's just the aliens came down and got together in the dead of night and hung out at his house?
I mean, is that so weird for aliens?
I guess not. I mean, I don't know. I feel like don't normally conventions happen during the day, though?
I mean, not alien conventions. Like, geez.
I guess so.
What don't you understand?
Interesting. But it seemed like a very, you know, like a weird space for a convention. I don't know how many panels they're doing there. You know? It didn't look like there was much of a convention going on.
It seemed like it was mostly song and dance.
Yeah. It looked like just the gayest cocktail party ever.
Note, though, I guess he was the only one that was a transvestite, technically.
I guess.
Other people kind of were forced into the role later in the movie.
Yeah.
But, like, he was the only one who was, like, willingly, like, yeah, I'm a transvestite. Everyone else was just like, oh, I woke up and suddenly I'm wearing stockings. Like,
but so the question here is, though, does transvestite mean in the movie, in the context of the movie, guy that dresses as a different gender, or...
That's what it means.
Or does it mean that I'm from the planet transvestite?
No, the
he's
planet
from
was transsexual.
Transsexual.
He's a transvestite, transsexual, transylvanian.
So to say that he's a transsexual means that he is from the planet transsexual.
Yes. And to say that he's a transvestite, transylvanian is from his galaxy.
I see.
But...
Interesting.
As far as we know, transvestite is still...
Touchdown Tom Brady.
That's right.
Unless it's a country. On transsexual.
That's very specific.
Why are we reading into this?
That's what we do
this
here.
It's important.
That's what we do here.
That's what we do on Wise.
Okay, what's...
That's what we do here at WITAT.
This is our...
WITAT.
Please don't.
WITAT.
I'm not a fan of that.
If you're going to use Spooktacular, I'm using WITAT.
I hate WITAT. No, I'm vetoing WITAT. No! No good on the WITAT.
Two-thirds vote.
No good on the WITAT.
Two-thirds vote.
Okay, then I vote to veto Spooktacular.
I vote to veto that as well. And
boom!
And we keep WITAT.
Oh, no.
Motion passes. Don't bang the table.
Where's the hammer?
I was gonna do it, but I didn't want to like damage anything.
Okay, so
let's go through your questions.
Another question: the key to life, I believe, is gay pride.
That's what it implied.
Because
I don't know if it implied anything. I mean, it was a rainbow.
Because when Frankenfurter, when Frankenfurter brought Rocky Horror to life,
no, just Rocky.
Rocky. No, in the credits it says Rocky Horror.
I thought it did.
I can't remember. It's Rocky Horror. That's the name of the character.
I can't remember.
Definitely is.
I feel like it is, though.
Look it up. It is.
I believe you, but...
He uses a bunch of food coloring, essentially, to make a rainbow in the tank.
But and clearly not food
notice
coloring.
Notice the tank never had water in it.
No.
Yeah, no, it was just the tank.
But he was floating in the tank at the beginning.
Okay, never mind.
Interesting.
And somehow it became rainbow.
Is that what the key to life is? I think he had the key to life,
and then he started making rainbow. So I can only assume.
I think that's the conclusion. Again, very contradictory themes here. One is that gay pride brings life to a nation, and another is that transvestites are alien creatures that we should eradicate immediately.
It never said we should eradicate them.
I mean, it kind of implies.
No,
that.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It just says they're aliens.
I don't know how you got there. But you need to go back.
You need to go back to Transylvania, my friend.
I think I do. Well, no, I think it certainly
Nico,
means...
the line you crossed is way over there. You just need to back up.
I think it means that we need to send them back to their planet.
No, I think it means
nope.
That...
I'm not endorsing that viewpoint.
Not that there's anything wrong
no!
with that.
No! My God, my dad's a transvestite.
Is that your answer to, like, everything now?
Your That's poor right. father.
He's a gay transvestite.
Well, I mean, that's not why he's poor. He's poor because his son keeps making up lies on the internet about what he is. Like, that's why I feel bad for him.
Okay. What else did I want to ask?
Yeah, it's a flush.
Yeah, it's okay. Let's talk about meatloaf for a second.
Okay, let's talk about meatloaf.
Okay, it's generally ground beef and turkey.
Okay.
Maybe some onions.
Mm-hmm. My dad does ketchup in it.
My dad will do a little bit of ketchup.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you put it in a loaf pan.
Yeah, yeah. He also fights with Gary Busey quite a bit.
He does fight with Gary Busey, but let's get back to
that. That was a paint issue, right?
Let's get back to the real matter at hand, okay? And then you put him in the oven. Uh-huh. And then you turn the oven to 400, I think is a good number. Yeah. Someone argue 350.
You stole my fucking paints! You never!
I can't believe he yelled at Gary Busey. Poor Gary Busey.
Poor Gary Busey.
Recently eliminated from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
by the way.
Really?
Oh, not Gary Busey.
Was it the fact that he didn't know what the fuck was going on?
That's exactly what it was.
He got kicked off, and then he was like, I was on Dancing with the Stars.
Do you know what fun?
I see stars all the time.
Do you know what fun stands? You know what fun stands for?
What does it stand for?
Stands for finally understanding. Nothing.
That's right. I remember that one.
What?
I remember that one.
He reminded Tom Bergeron of that on Dancing with the Stars the other night.
Did he?
It was quite entertaining.
He said it again?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I was just having fun, and you know what that stands for? It stands for finally understanding nothing. It made that weird smile. Anyway, back to the matter at hand. Meatloaf was a little gem in this movie.
Was he?
I enjoyed Meatloaf quite a bit.
You know who else enjoyed him?
Who?
The people eating him.
Yes.
Did they actually eat him?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's what they were eating.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, not a turkey.
They were actually eating meatloaf. But they were eating...
That's a huge joke.
Oh, man, I love this movie! I love it!
Wait, were they really? Did you read that, or did you just gather?
Well, I do know. I mean, that was...
Both.
That was him under the table.
No, I knew that.
I didn't put it together.
And there were parts of him missing.
I got that, too, but I just thought, like, I don't know. I didn't question it.
They were eating meatloaf! And his name is Meatloaf. I love it. I absolutely love it. Yes, I'm
They were actually eating meatloaf for dinner, though. They were eating the turkey, supposedly. That's what they thought they were eating.
Yes. Well,
no. I think they thought they were eating meatloaf.
Like, what was the name? That was meatloaf. What was the course?
That was meatloaf.
When they announced it, did they say, oh, we're eating meatloaf?
They never announced
it. I don't know if they announced it, but it certainly could have looked like meatloaf.
But I thought it kind of looked like a turkey.
Yeah, it was white like a turkey.
Yeah. I don't think it was a meatloaf.
No.
I mean, we don't know what it was.
Maybe it was.
I don't know what it was.
Okay.
I'm hoping it wasn't actually meatloaf person. Okay. That'd be sad.
Yeah, for the past like 2 minutes, I didn't know which meatloaf you were actually talking about when you were like, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
This is meatloaf. I imagine just a loaf of meat, Sonny. That's, I've come to that conclusion.
Can I ask a question? A little off topic here. Sure. How's our Steve Buscemi post doing?
Still the highest viewed page on the website.
What?
Let's talk about that for a second. Yeah, that's a good topic. So a couple weeks ago, no, months ago at this point, we were talking about Steve Buscemi pictures, and we said, let's do a post of top 10 pictures of Steve Buscemi, and you whipped it up in all of 10 minutes, we posted it on the website just as like a little side piece to the podcast that we did, and now that page is by far the most viewed on my website ever.
How many do we have?
A couple hundred. And
it's really obnoxious.
And every day, like, I get hits on the website every single day, and I think,
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, they're looking at it because they want to see my podcast. Nuh-uh. These are random people searching for Steve Buscemi on Google and coming to our page. And that is every day. Let's view how many were viewed today. Let's take a look at that.
Today?
Let's see how many people viewed the Steve Buscemi post today.
I hope a couple at least.
All right. Today's stats. We had...
I hope it's like nothing.
All right, we had one view and one visitor today. What page do you think they viewed? Steve Buscemi. We had six today. Okay, six visitors, 11 views. How many do you think?
I'm going to guess three were for Steve Buscemi. Three views.
All of them.
All six, baby. All six.
Are you kidding?
Viewed the page because
how many
Steve
total
Buscemi.
Are there?
I will now look on thing. All right, total. Top 10 pictures of Steve Buscemi has... Buscemi.
You've murdered his name like four times in one take.
Yeah, all right. Has 270 views total.
Wow!
270 views on these Steve Buscemi... Top 10 pictures of Steve Buscemi.
Why? That literally took you like 10 minutes.
You know what?
The longest part was organizing the page.
I know.
Yeah, it really was.
Because all you did was look up Steve Buscemi on Google Images. Just random and took Google images. Random images.
Save them, put them up.
I'm going to start doing more of them.
Please do, because...
like another 10 of Steve Buscemi?
No, we'll do some for Tim Curry now.
Yes! You have till Wednesday when I post it. Do a top 10 pictures of Tim Curry, okay?
Sure, okay.
Yes. On a good day, I get like 50 views on a podcast. But, like, 270 on this fucking page that took 10 minutes. All the work we put into these podcasts and all...
I told you, everything I touch turns to gold.
Yeah, and just random, just fucking...
It's so annoying,
like,
man.
I get some from Germany, from Russia, just
yes!
random... Just people searching for Steve Buscemi. They don't listen to the podcast when they get there. They just looking
That's
for
all right.
Buscemi.
That's you know, even if we get... You know, even if of those 270, we only got one person who ever listened, and they're like, nah, not for me. I'm okay with that. I can live with that, you know?
Yeah, you know, that's fine.
I don't actually know what our stats are for the website, ever.
We honestly...
All I know is the only guy who listens is Triangular. That's it.
Consistently.
Yeah.
As far as I know. I think we have a couple more.
We have more subscribers than page viewers. So more people are subscribed to us on iTunes than they
How many?
I think like 50 at this point.
That's not too good.
That's not bad.
Not too shabby.
I'll check it right now.
Especially for three guys, just... who have no idea what the fuck they're doing.
Bullshit. We're professionals. I don't know what you're talking about.
Have you gotten paid?
For what? This? No.
This, yeah,
for
so
other things,
boom. Not
sure.
Yeah, 45 right now.
Nico's not gotten bad. Paid, technically. He's made money from this.
I have.
You know how else we can make money? What? When you head on over to the Amazon banner at NicoandPie.com.
Buy all your dildos.
Wait, you're saying if you want to buy a Rocky Horror Picture Show style sex toy on Amazon.com, they should go to NicoEmpire.com first?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
And they should click on the Amazon banner and do their shopping from that page. You
how
know
much money? How much money do we actually get from that?
We get none.
We get none.
Nico,
how much do you get?
You know what? I made quite a bit this month. I made like $10 so far.
Well, okay, we need to discuss recontracting here because I mean Zach and I bring a decent amount of people to the table.
Good
here.
Number of value.
A good number of value. I think we deserve
like one.
I think
your grandma.
I think Zach and I each deserve 10%.
No, fuck you.
So I think you owe Zach and I a dollar.
$1? I'll give you a dollar.
I think you owe each of us a dollar this month.
Pay up.
No.
Honestly, the money's not even substantial.
No, it's... Well, how much is the subscription for the website?
This ain't Bernie Sanders, bro. This ain't fucking socialism. This is the top 1% gets richer.
Okay, where do we find one of those? No, you're not one of them.
I think it's like 100 bucks a year or so, 80 bucks a year.
That's not bad. Yeah, that's right.
No, it is pretty good. It's pretty good. Let's see.
What other questions did you have?
I had a couple more. Hold on a second. Let's see.
It was an odd film.
It was an odd
film. I enjoyed it.
Okay, yeah. The phrase Great Scott.
Oh, yes.
Talking about the phrase
was
Great
that
Scott.
I think it was a thing. I think Great Scott was a saying, and it just got really popular with Back to the Future. Or not really popular, but sort of thrown into the stream that is the main one.
The real question is, though, this movie did it first, right?
I mean, yeah. When did Back to the Future come out?
85.
It did 10 years before.
You know what? I almost feel like that phrase got popular from, like, F. Scott Fitzgerald or something.
I mean, yeah, it had to have been, like, something else. It had to have been...
Touchdown, like, Colts!
Oh, my God. You're going to be fucking fired.
It had to have been... a saying.
But when you say it, though, now, it is Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
If you say Great Scott, you think Doc Brown. Absolutely. Yeah.
Great Scott.
I found that interesting, and I found it quite funny. I will say Dr. Scott could be my favorite character in this movie. I absolutely loved him in his
German accent.
He
had no purpose.
He didn't.
Well, no, he did.
Okay, let's talk about the purpose of him and the purpose of Meatloaf and the purpose of Rocky. I want to talk about all three of them because Zach seems to have his theories about them, or at least...
I hate when she turns me into a burrito.
Oh, that's nice.
My girlfriend will take photos of me sleeping and then draw on them and make me look like a burrito.
That is adorable.
And it drives me insane.
Did your phone just die?
Yep.
Okay.
That was good timing.
I was.
All right, I want a point counterpoint here between the two of you. I want why you think Dr. Scott was pointless, and why Dr. Scott...
Edward V. Scott.
Yes, was necessary to the film, and Nick, go.
Okay, well, let's... First off, beginning, he was in a wheelchair, so he obviously couldn't help with anything. He was useless.
That's true.
Honestly, they should have just put him out of his misery.
Oh.
Right at the beginning.
Oh, no.
No, but anyways, this reminds me of your
we should kill all people who wear glasses thing.
Honestly, it would make all of humankind have better eyesight over generations. I'm just saying.
Is that like Louis C.K.'s thing of food allergies?
Yes! Allergies!
Like, maybe all just close our eyes and like this for 2 years.
Of course.
That would actually help. Anyways.
But maybe... Best skit ever.
No, but for real, I agree with him. And I mean it.
Of course slavery is wrong. But maybe
every great thing has ever been made because of slaves.
Jeez. It's not wrong.
Yes.
The issue is... Okay, I'm not even going to get into the slavery issue. Okay, because then I'll say something I shouldn't.
You don't want to tackle that? You sure you don't want to give your...
I was going to say, I don't think slavery is bad in the course of humankind. I think... slavery based on race was bad. That's all I'm saying. I think enslaving an entire group of people strictly based on how they look,
you know what,
is wrong.
However, I kind of agree with you on that.
Right? But slavery did accomplish a lot over history, like all slavery, American slavery. Yeah. All slavery.
I mean, okay, and, you know, I think if the Egyptians only...
indentured slavery is, like, awesome. It's like, oh, shit, I'm in debt? Okay, I'll work for free for a couple years. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
No, I agree with that.
Yep. You know what? This is America. You lift yourself up by the bootstraps, and you work hard, can be an indentured slave.
This is an interesting theory. I like it.
I kind of like that, though.
Okay, but anyways, back to Everett Fucktard.
V. Scott.
Thank you. He...
taking no prisoners today.
No prisoners.
With the political correctness.
You're welcome.
And why am I the only one who ever bothers with character names?
Because I don't care. Because I know actors. I know actors and I know directors.
Because I don't know anything. Is why. I didn't even know.
Take that with a grain of salt.
I didn't know who Tim Curry was until.
Until you looked at the
show. Dare you!
Until I saw his picture. Okay. When I saw his picture, oh, that guy!
Yeah.
He did a few things.
Yes.
222 of them.
I can't believe he had that many credits.
A lot of voice.
Those are just acting.
Yeah, but still.
He also has, like, writing and all that other stuff, too.
Yeah, I know. Like,
but it's a lot of voice acting.
That dude's prolific, man. That guy is, like, making shit. And he's only 69. Like, Christopher Lee had how many credits when he died? Because that, I think, was the all-time record,
yeah,
right?
Christopher Lee.
Like, 1,200? I don't know
if it was that much.
I think he had, like, 900, though, for real.
Well, I mean, he was acting basically until he died.
Yeah, and I hope Tim... I mean, because Tim Curry is not in good shape right now. I thought he died. Honestly, I did think he died recently.
He did, yeah. He goes, he's in a wheelchair. Maybe he's dead, like, in the same breath.
I'm pretty... Like, no. Because he either had a stroke or there was some medical scare.
But if Tim Curry died, I think... It would be in the news, wouldn't it?
There was a story in the news, but I think it was the difference between stroke and dying.
Stroke. Yeah, he had a stroke.
Yeah, okay. I see.
He's not dead.
Yeah, I hope he does okay.
No, so let's get back. So Everett Scott. Yes. Everett V. Scott.
Thank you.
Okay.
Dr. Everett V. Scott.
The only purpose he actually had was to drive the plot at the beginning because they were going to see him.
What's in my hair?
That was the only purpose he had. After that, it was, and then yes, his nephew was a character, but his nephew.
It might be bean juice when I hit you with the tray.
Is it?
It might be.
What?
I thought a fucking bug landed on my head, and then there's like this gooey substance.
Nope, it might be bean juice.
But anyways,
sorry about that.
278 for Christopher Lee.
Oh, that's not.
So we're like Tim Curry. Pretty close. Gaining on him.
Pretty close.
Gaining ground.
Holy shit.
That's scary. No, but yeah, he only drove the plot at the beginning. His nephew and himself, even in the wheelchair, did not need to be in the second part there. At the beginning, he drove the plot. That was it. Mm. That was the only purpose he had that I found.
Interesting.
And they could have... I mean, that movie's fucking weird. They could have done without him.
Yes. And Meatloaf, too. I mean, as much as
Meatloaf
I love
this
scene...
Meatloaf was his nephew.
But really, why? Meatloaf was what? He was a greaser, shady, troublemaker.
I wouldn't even say
kid.
A greaser. Greasers are charming. He was just like greasy...
He was a troublemaker. And yeah. He just rode into his house on his bike... And then he got frozen in a freezer.
And murdered.
And then came out and then just got murdered for no reason.
Okay, so.
Let's hear why you think he was important.
Oh, boy.
Well, first of all, Eddie was Frank's lover and Columbia's lover.
Ah.
And donated brain.
Meatloaf.
Yes. And okay. Donated brain matter to Rocky.
Really?
Yes.
See, where did you get all that information?
Well, I saw the scar. I didn't know what that was about, though.
I saw the scar.
Yeah.
Where did you get that information?
Internet.
Okay.
But it was from, like, multiple sources.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying I'm glad that was specified in the movie very well, you know.
Well, I'm sure it came about in the singing.
No, I'm sure, but, you know, it's so easy to follow that. Thanks, movie. Okay, continue.
So, yeah. And then Dr. Scott's... important because he's, like you said, to move the plot along,
mm-hmm.
with Brad and Janet. Okay. B, he was looking for his nephew.
B, he was
C, he was investigating the UFOs.
Do it then.
So I just did.
So you do it again.
No.
Do it again!
No.
We're editing!
So, we're not editing!
You don't edit!
Sorry, there was a. Thing that happened, and
family drama, family drama. I should have a jingle for that.
So yeah, no. So C, he was investigating UFOs, and if you remember,
I don't.
Okay, of course you don't. I do. When he first shows up in the house, he's like looking around and like investigating. He picked up something and was like investigating it, and blah blah blah. So I think it presented us with a foreshadowing to the end. That sort of went over everyone's heads.
I think it was because it was so ridiculous and dumb that they suddenly were aliens.
Yeah.
Not suddenly, they were always aliens.
I mean, suddenly to us.
Suddenly it was revealed upon us.
That's a good point.
I kind of want to beat you to death.
No, you do. You do.
I do.
You have for a while, actually.
What else did I want to talk about here? I wanted to talk about Tim Curry raping people.
Not rape. Seducing.
Seduce. Okay, well.
Their will.
In a very aggressive manner.
Aggressively seducing against
you
their will.
You call that seducing, I call that sexual assault. But tomatoes, tomatoes.
Hey, you know what, Nico? I call it getting it some, all right?
Getting it some?
Getting it some.
Getting it some.
I call it getting it some. I said I call it getting it some. That's what
yeah,
I said.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, all of that was wrong.
I guess that's what I've been doing wrong, guys. I guess
you need to be more aggressive.
You just have to seduce aggressively.
Yes, both men and women.
Put that on a t-shirt. I seduce aggressively.
I like it.
My favorite t-shirt is I fuck on a first date. You ever see that one?
No,
and I get like a, there was this image online. It was like this little chubby kid, like 8-year-old chubby kid wearing that shirt. He's like, I fuck on the first date.
No, that's my favorite shirt. Oh, I saw one in, what was I? What's it called? Ocean City.
Oh.
And I went into like one of those stupid little t-shirt shops, and I saw one, and I wanted to get it. It said, millions of my potential children have died on your daughter's face.
That is not okay, but I mean, kind of okay.
I'm okay with it.
Alright. I dig it.
As long as it's not my daughter.
Man.
It was great. It was a great show. All right. My dad said no. For obvious reasons.
No, that's actually really horrible. In the funniest way.
Alright. Should we get to the end? Should we talk about the ending of the...
Well, we kind of already did.
Yeah,
they're suddenly aliens.
Yeah, so they turn them into statues.
No. Oh my god.
They're not... using the Medusa.
Frankenfurter churns all the people into statues.
Did he just say churns?
Well, should we also... Wait, we should also mention one thing. They all end up having sex with, like, everyone at once.
Right, it becomes an orgy at the end. What'd you call?
Before the orgy, I mean... Each, like, individual set of characters has sex with each other at one point or another, causing a lot of drama.
That's really
would.
The plot, yeah.
As it would.
And I certainly was not expecting that out of this
and
movie.
And then I said...
I kind of was when we first saw it.
I did say, I said, this movie's going to end with an orgy.
Yeah.
But before that happened, so Frankenfurter got upset because people were having sex with Rocky, and Rocky was meant for him, even though Frankenfurter was having sex with everyone, too.
Which is weird, because on multiple occasions, Rocky referred to him as dad.
Hey, it's okay.
True.
Look, they're aliens.
Who's they your daddy? He's your daddy, man.
Transvestites.
I'm your daddy. They're aliens. I'm your daddy.
Oh my. What is that?
That's from Master of Disguise.
What?
Have you seen Master of Disguise?
No.
Dana Carvey?
You haven't?
I have not.
You haven't?
Oh, it's awful.
Is that a movie?
But,
yes.
Yeah, it's awful, but it's you need to see it.
This is what you're doing.
This is what I want to do.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that clip.
Am I not
yeah,
turtle
okay.
enough for the
turtle clip? Okay.
You haven't seen Master.
I haven't seen the movie.
It's so horrifically bad.
I do know that clip, though.
We gotta watch that, and then we gotta watch Kung Pao.
Okay. We have a lot of stuff on the list.
Jesus. I don't know when we're gonna do stuff, but...
But, so, the ending, he essentially turns them all very frisky. He turns them very... I think that's the whole point, is at the end, all the characters discover their...
What's with you and the weird voices?
Discover
tonight?
Their openness to sexual activity.
Activity, yes.
Well, no, but Nick pointed out, it looked like they had no control over what they were actually doing.
No.
At the end.
No.
Especially at the end.
Yeah. Especially, yeah.
Certainly.
But, yeah, so Frankenfurter got upset, and they turned them all into statues.
Yeah.
Using the Medusa.
Using the Medusa.
Yeah.
Well, it said Medusa.
And so then they put on a show for an audience of nobody.
Yeah, then he turns them back from statues into people.
Using the D-Medusa.
The D-Medusa. Yeah. And they...
For obvious reasons.
They're dead all... which undoes the Medusing of the first Medusa. And,
I just got that.
I'm
but,
kidding.
But he had them all dressed up like, you know, transvestites.
Well, cabaret.
Is that the correct terminology? What's cabaret?
No, they were wearing cabaret outfits. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Is that like a Cabernet?
Not even close.
No. See, one's a wine.
Oh.
And one's a form
and one's,
of theater.
And one is a risque dance.
Yes. Yes. Cabaret performers.
What's the risk like involved? Like, yes. Okay. Are they gonna, like, can they fall over?
All right.
Not whiskey. Risque. It's French.
Why are you putting that weird accent on it? What's that weird accent for?
Fragile.
Yeah, and then what's... Oh, what the fuck is... The weird blonde dude's name. You remember it.
Riff Raff.
Yeah, the Riff Raff.
Riff Raff.
Of course I remember it.
Riff Raff and Magenta Pop. Magenta.
Magenta.
Magenta. Riff Raff and Magenta Pop.
That was good.
Which, by the way, you know Riff Raff the rapper, right?
Yes.
Is that him?
No.
It's interesting that this is where he got his name.
I don't think this is... It's...
I think...
Causing Riff Raff is a thing.
Still. I mean, I think you got, when you're going through the potential names that you can use as your rapper, right? You got to come across Rocky Horror Picture Show at some point. Someone's got to point out to you, hey, you're the gay alien character in
fucking.
Is he not gay?
No, he's one of the few that wasn't.
I feel like he likes it a couple ways, though. I mean, everybody in this house does, but...
He did seem to have a weird sexual energy with his sister, which I found
uncomfortable. Was Magenta his sister?
Yeah.
He said it like 4 or 5 times, Nick.
Yes, he definitely did.
Well, like, there was some sexual energy coming off.
There was a lot of sexual energy coming from a lot of people during this movie.
Yeah. So, what was that menorah gun he was using?
An antimatter Trident. Gun, obviously.
Oh. It used a condensed beam of antimatter.
That's right.
Which, for the record, did nothing except for immediately kill them. But, like, they didn't, like, get pulverized or anything.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
They literally just fall over dead.
Except for Rocky.
Except for Rocky.
Which, apparently, okay, so Rocky was able to swim during the show, but as soon as he falls off the tower, he can't swim anymore. I'm confused.
Yeah. he fell off the tower and died. I don't know. And then the house turned into a rocket ship and flew away.
Right.
Yes.
And that was the end of the movie.
And that was the movie. And
that was not what I expected.
I love this movie.
Did you?
I think I love it. And I think I'm going to watch it again multiple times.
Oh, yeah. No, I am.
I will not watch this movie again unless we see it in a theater with other people.
Well, it's funny because...
That is the only way I will do it.
When it started off, when it got to Tim Curry's first song, Nick and I were like... dancing along with it.
We were getting jiggy with it.
And I think he and I both agreed it's something we would listen to in our car.
You know what? Not often.
No, but I would.
You know what? I got a Spotify playlist for this shit. Like, yeah. I can definitely make room on a Spotify playlist for a few of these songs.
There was a time when Nico and I were, like, clapping together with the Beatles song, and Nick thought we were insane.
Can I ask you a question? When did I become the grump of this group? Because lately, we've been watching some shit that I just don't understand.
But mind you,
into it, man.
I think the issue is...
The movies we've been watching are right up my alley. I like really shitty, bad B movies.
That's true. The thing is, where we started with this podcast, in general, was, like...
I was the grumpy one.
Because we were at a point where it was just, like... Almost just absurdness. Mm. But now we are at a level of such ambiguity and strangeness, and we're in a different place, and we're in a plane that I can't understand. We're in a world that I just cannot even fathom.
I will say this.
Well, then you need to fly to transsexual in the Transylvania galaxy.
I think that would be wise.
Zach, I know your taste in movies, and it's weird. And
we've discussed this.
Yes.
Like, he thought it was really strange that my favorite movie was Titanic.
Yes.
And that it's now The Martian.
That's a big jump.
It is a big jump. But yes, I can see you loving these movies, but I...
Love them.
Myself, if we're talking about Nico here, there's one thing that can describe Nico. I'm a fucking movie snob. Let's be honest.
Yes, you are.
Right? I'm a movie snob. And none of these movies were made for me. None of them were made for a person like me and mine.
But then you surprised me when you said that you enjoyed the Fast and Furious franchise.
I didn't enjoy it, though. I enjoyed it, but it also sucked the life out of me.
Yeah.
It really...
Well, you also watched 6 movies in the span of one day.
But I will say this.
That's true.
I think I am done with my pretentious movies. Good. I think I've seen too many. No, and I still love them, and I'll still continue to see them.
Oh, no.
But I think that they're losing their luster now, and seeing...
Are you coming with me to the bad movies?
Seeing Rocky Horror, seeing Trick or Treat, even fucking
it's
seeing...
It's Trick or Treat.
Yeah.
Not all. Okay, don't say Trick or Treat. It's Trick or Treat.
And seeing The Room, okay? None of them are particularly good, but they have awoken some strange part of me that I didn't know existed.
And isn't it fun?
And it's
a good time.
It's a good place.
It's an interesting place, isn't it?
You know what I think the issue has been for me?
What?
I think I have not been to a movie theater to see a good fucking movie.
Yeah.
And every week I come here and I'm watching garbage. And I think I need to see something good.
I think it's draining. For me, it's a nice change of pace because I see so many good movies.
Yeah,
like,
and
I
that's
just
the
saw
thing.
Sicario a couple days ago. Really good movie. But like a solid, like regular, like good drama thriller. Not like fucking Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's a nice, like, palate cleanser for me.
Yeah, and see, that's why I love them so much, is you go into them, even it's supposed to be, like, The Room, where it's supposed to be this dramatic thing, or Trick or Treat, which is supposed to be this sort of dark and thing. You go in with the air of, you know, this is gonna be fun.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make fun of it. It's gonna be a good time, which is why it's one of my favorite movies, is like, the shitty movies.
Mm.
And that's why I watch them so much.
Yeah, and there's things that I still think about shit from The Room. Like, The Room, I was thinking about that movie for a good week afterwards. Just, like, yeah. I was heavily pondering it. Like, you know when that type of thinking that you do when you're laying in bed trying to fall asleep?
Right.
Like, The Room was in those thoughts.
You know, I can't get rid of from The Room, and what? Nick brought it up, is somebody had to sit down and consciously make the decision that they weren't going to get coffee. And in my mind, I'm like, who would fucking do that? Why go to a coffee shop and not get...
They had to get particular drinks. And it was Tommy Wiseau. We all know that.
Yeah. But, I mean,
Which, by the way, the guy in the grocery store that we saw, or the guy in Walmart, he looked like Tommy Wiseau. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
looking back,
he looked like a fat Tommy Wiseau.
A little bit. And taller.
It was weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No, but, yeah, there's stuff that inspires me in these movies.
Well, you're welcome.
It's strange. But you know what? It's been a fun time. And I loved Rocky Horror Picture Show, loved Trick or Treat, and, you know, The Room is a bad movie, but... Damn it, I can't stop thinking about it.
It helps going in, thinking to yourself, this is not going to be a good movie.
Yeah.
Nope.
It helps. No, it does. Does it help, Nico?
It definitely does for me.
Yeah.
It definitely, and it's been a really fun
Because then
time.
There's no room for it to go down. That way if something good, one good thing happens in that movie, you're like, oh, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Right.
Any other thoughts on the gayest movie we've ever seen?
We should watch Brokeback Mountain.
Let's do it.
I like this movie. Like you said, I'm going to watch this again.
Yeah.
In the future.
Next week, we have big plans.
Yes.
We got plans, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's see if we can even do them. That'll be fun.
And
I'm excited.
Big podcast coming next week. We won't give you the specifics, but we will say it will be posted in both video and audio form. And I will be pimping the shit out of these things and all the other podcasts I do, and hopefully we can drive the viewership up.
Yeah.
Because we're putting so much work into it.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can guest on Rob's reality TV podcast this week and hopefully get a piece of those 10,000 listeners, and we'll see what happens.
That'd be really cool.
So, yeah. Anything else?
I'm good, man. This has been a good one.
All right. Happy October. Happy Halloween extravaganza, and hopefully next week we'll
spooktacular.
We vetoed that, Nick.
We'll cap up the spooktacular with some fun stuff.
That one was grandfathered in.
all right. Until next time.
You've been very naughty.
Naughty.
Go Colts.
How'd you do, I? See, you've met my faithful hand in hand. He's just a little brought down, because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover.